Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Next minute part of my day, it's a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We're having a little technical difficulty rounding up our good friend Hector Barreto. We're still working on that. We'll continue to march while we're trying to get him logged in, and they'll let me know about that in a second. So one of the things that that Hector has taught us over the years, whenever you hear the news media talking about the Hispanic community, and oftentimes they'll make it sound like it's a monolithic community, one mind, one philosophy, one attitude about immigration, for example. Well, one of the things we've learned from Hector, and one of the things I've learned from other Hector and other friends in the in our brain trust, is that it's not a monolithic group. They're a diverse group, and I don't know what the percentages are, but there are a lot of small businesses out there that are owned by Hispanic people of Hispanic origin, and that makes them have a different attitude, I think, from people in other endeavors. And so what you wind up with is a group of people who are a community, as they say, a community that is not monolithic. You've got some people in the Hispanic community who are very much like, you know, the people who are, they don't want to control the borders, they don't like ICE, the immigration group, the bureau, they don't like those guys at all. And then you got another group of people there, and they seem to be the quieter group. They seem to be the group that doesn't say much. And one of the reasons I've been thinking about that, why are there more Democrat Hispanic politicians? The Hispanic politicians seem to be more likely to be Democrat. Why is that? And it seems to me that the people that I know, and I'm just talking about, this is anecdotal, the people that I know who are more pragmatic about the protecting our borders and about how immigration should be handled are typically the people who run businesses. They're not community organizers. They're business owners. And one of the reasons why they're not running for Congress is because they're busy running a business and creating jobs. And they're out there in the real world, and the math that they do works. If it doesn't work, then they see the consequences of that. And so that's been my experience with the Hispanic community, and as I've observed them, as I've gotten to know them over the last 20 years in this work that I do. And so whenever you hear people talking about talking heads on the channels, talking about the Hispanic community like it's a monolithic group. Well, it's not. And you can't take them for granted that way. But I will say that the loudest voices in the Hispanic community are the ones who are not in favor of a wall. They're not in favor of protecting our southern border. They're, you know, anybody who wants to come in can come in. And they're the ones that whatever President Trump is trying to accomplish, they're going to be against. They're the loudest voices, that group of the Hispanic community, no question, are the loudest voices. But the other side of that community is not like that. And they have their own attitude about immigration. I would not presume to represent them in every aspect of it. I just know that the Hispanic, my friends who are of Hispanic origin, who are business owners, are more circumspect about immigration. They understand that we have to protect our borders. Most of them do, I think, and that we have to take care of our country, and that anybody who wants to come in flooding over the borders, the way that some people want, is just not good for our country. Now, of course, we do have quite a bit of problems in America with our immigration system. We've got between 12 and 20 million people who are here illegally, and I know some of them. And what do we do about that? How do we handle that? And I will tell you that in that regard, in that particular issue, the Hispanic community is not monolithic, regardless of what you hear on the cable channels. It is not monolithic, but it also is not exactly completely in tune with what, say, a hardcore Republican would want either. But they know that something needs to be done about it. But think about this. This is the thing I want you to think about. We've had this problem a long time. How many decades? Since the Reagan era, we've had this problem building and mounting and compounding. You and I both know that if somebody wanted to fix this in Washington, they could have already done it. There could have been some kind of compromise, some kind of common ground. If it was a problem that they all thought was important to fix, they could have fixed it. And I'm talking both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats. And forgive me if this is cynical, but I believe it to be true. The reason they won't fix it is because they raise too much money by fighting with each other about it. And I actually believe that game, the immigration reform game, is rigged against the people who need the help and against our country. I believe it's rigged. I believe the two groups, without having a meeting about it, they look and nod at each other and say, if we fix this, we can't raise as much money. I believe that. I'm sorry to say that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.